What do you call a small flat bottom craft with oars that you use on a lake?
Use on a lake?
On a lake.
Lake.
You know, out on a lake. You sit in it and you fish out of it and it has a pointed front.
A chair?
No, you're out in the middle of the lake.
Some boat.
Uh-huh, with a pointed front. And what would you call it if it had a flat front, squared off?
I don't know what you call it. I just said boat, that's all I said.
What do you call a covering for a pillow?
Pillowcase.
Well, if a woman is wearing beads around her neck, you might say that's certainly a pretty...
Pretty bead?
Yeah, but a pretty what of beads?
Blue.
Uh-huh, but they're on something, right? You would say that a necklace is the same as a something of beads.
It'd be some of them strung up on string.
Right, and you would call them a what of beads?
I just said a pretty pair of beads.
What did you buy the children at the store that they're eating?
I buy them candy, chewing gum, all different things.
What did you get them just then?
I didn't buy them anything, then but some meat for them to eat.
Uh-huh. And what was those two brown packages that you gave the girl?
That was tobacco, chewing tobacco.
Uh-huh. Was that for her?
Uh-uh. That was for my son.
Oh. If two men have a fight, and one beats the other very much, you know, really beats him, you might say that one man really...
hurted him.
Okay, now, worse than hurting him. Say it was a bully, you know, and he'd always pushed around all the other people in town, and a new guy came to town, and he tried to push him around.
And he got killed, huh?
Yeah, and he really got it. What would you say?
Let's say he got a good beating.
Okay, and what would you say that one man really what the other man?
Really tore him up.
Okay, that's what I want. He really tore him up. And what else would you say?
About the other man got hurt real bad.
Uh-huh. But the one who did the fighting, you'd say he really tore him up or he really...
He just really tore him up. That's all I could say.
Okay. What do you call the back part of a man's legs when he's squatting down? You'd say he's down on his...
Muscle, he's squatting on his knees like.
Uh-huh, but he's not sitting down, you know, he's just like this.
Muscle legs.
Uh-huh. What would you call this? Down on his
knees. A muscle leg.
You know, if you had to go look at something out on the sun, you'd say, he walked out on the field and he got down on his...
I said muscle legs. That's what I said when they're squatting like that.
Yeah, it starts with an H sound. Can you...
H. Knee.
What would you say? No, it's like down on his haunches. His haunches.
Something like that.
Uh-huh. Would you ever say that?
I said down on his haunches then.
Uh-huh. Down on his what?
I say hunches. All I could say, I say squatting down on the muscle leg these times.
What are some words that mean a stingy person?
What's more than a stingy person?
You might say he never wants to turn loose a penny.
He's really a stingy man.
Uh-huh. Any other words?